In the jazz and rhythm and blues scene that emerged in Los Angeles after World War II, pianist Hedda Brooks was known as the boogie-woogie queen. She liked to compose boogies inspired by her training as a classical musician. Here's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2 in Boogie. Hedda Brooks' career flourished, and she found herself playing the piano in Hollywood movies opposite Humphrey Bogart and Kirk Douglas. She was the first black entertainer to have her own weekly television variety show in Los Angeles. She retired in 1971, but was coaxed out of retirement a couple of years ago. This week, she's winding up an engagement at Michael's Pub in New York City. So we invited Miss Brooks down to Philadelphia to perform some ballads for us and talk about her career. Hedda Brooks.
Saying, is it so that your love is burning low? If this means we're really through, don't you think I ought to know? Dining at the club alone, I can feel the people stare. If this means, don't you think I ought to care? You know, darling, I always have such faith in you and the yarns we spun. But like a fool, I live and learn that half a love is worse than none. If I can't have all of you, though I can't believe it's so, this means we're really through. Don't you think I ought to know? If this means we're through, don't you think I ought to know?
Hedda Brooks, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down from New York, where you're currently playing, and bringing with you your bass player, Morris Edwards. I'd like to hear a couple more songs.
Good. Not much to look at, nothing to see, just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Can't save a dollar, can't save a cent. He'd never holler, I've paid the rent. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Though he loves to work and slave for me every day, he'd be so much better off if I went away. Well, why should I leave him? Why should I go? He'd be unhappy without me, I know. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. Well, he's crazy. He's funny that way. Oh, but he's a man.
Hedda Brooks, here today with Morris Edwards bass. You were trained as a classical pianist.
Right? Yes, I was.
When you were growing up. And somehow you were introduced to the magic of boogie-woogie.
Oh, I was in the music store trying to get all the different rhythms out of the poet and peasant, which is a classical. And I was going into trying to get Boogie. I had the waltz and I had the rhythm and blues as far as that was concerned. And a man was standing behind me and asked me, could I play Boogie? And I said, well, I guess I can. And he says, well, you got a week to work one up and we'll record it. If something comes of it, we're in business.
And you had such a knack for it that you eventually became known at the time as, the Queen of Boogie?
Yes. That's a monocle they put on me.
Is it a monocle you just assume not have?
That's a monocle I just assume not have.
But you, part of the boogie-woogie is having an extremely strong and heavy left hand playing through that, so much so that some people thought when they heard your records without you singing that you were a man playing.
Yes, they thought that. I went into Chicago on a record promotion, and the distributors were there, and my record people were with me, and I walked in, and the man looked up and said, where's Hatta Brooks? And he said, well, there she is. I said, oh, we thought she was a man. Her hand was so heavy.
Mm-hmm. You had a reputation of being a boogie-woogie player. How did you make the transition to singing?
Oh, I was very strong on the boogie, becoming very, very popular with the boogies. They were buying them. I obtained an engagement with Charlie Barnett at the Million Dollar Theater in Los Angeles. And he asked me what my repertoire was going to be, and I said, this boogie, that boogie, and if I get an encore, I'm going to do another boogie. And he said, why don't you break up the monotony? And I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, well, sing. I says, I can't. He said, well, fake it. And I did.
And by faking it, I mean you created a whole new career for yourself.
Never went back to boogie again.
Yeah. I'd like to hear your big hit that was the transition from being a boogie-woogie player into singing, called Trust in Me.
Okay. Trust in me and all you do. Have the faith I have in you. Love will see us through as long as you trust in me. Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and I'll be strong. We can get along as long as you trust in me. While there's a moon on high, while there are birds that fly, while there is you and I, you can be sure. Face the future with a smile. Trust in me and I'll be worthy of you. Trust in me and I'll be worthy of you.
Hatta Brooks with Morris Edwards in the piece that made her name as a ballad singer. Remember what year that was?
Late 48, 49.
Tell me a bit about But Not For Me.
Well, I'll let you listen to it. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Our lucky stars above but not for me. With love to lead the way, I find more clouds of gray than any Broadway play can guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. High holeless and all it's all like a day. Still can't dismiss the memory of his kiss. I guess he's not for me.
Brooks with Morris Edwards Bass. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.